From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for another deadly attack in Afghanistan. In a statement sent to VOA, the Taliban said that it was behind Saturday's explosion in the Khanabad district of northern Kunduz province. Police say the blast killed at least 22 members of a pro-government militia. That attack came one day after a series of terrorist attacks killed more than 50 people in and around Kabul. The Afghan capital is on edge after the worst outbreak of terrorism since the Taliban confirmed it is under new leadership. The insurgent group claimed responsibility for sending in three suicide bombers to attack a U.S. Special Forces base near the main airport in Kabul Friday night. Eight civilian military contractors and a U.S. serviceman were killed. Earlier Friday, a Taliban suicide bomber dressed in a police uniform blew himself up in a crowd of cadets at an Afghan police academy in Kabul. At least 27 people were killed in that attack. No one has yet claimed responsibility for Friday's deadly truck bombing in a residential area of Kabul. 15 people were killed and hundreds of others, mostly civilians, were wounded. Typhoon Saldilor, slammed into the coast of southeast China on Saturday, leaving more than a million homes without power after killing at least six people in Taiwan. Saldilor downgraded to a tropical storm later in the day. Chinese news reports said that it left 158,000 local residents evacuated to safety as the storm bore down on the coast at 20 kilometers an hour. The storm earlier swept across Taiwan, killing at least six people and leaving millions without power. This